Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
George, you bought a bowling ball. Did you get one for me?
No.
Put this in the refrigerator.
Your bowling ball?
No. This.
Why are you carrying watermelon in a bowling bag?
Because I don't want Whitey to see me carrying. You think I love watermelon?
But you do.
I know, but I don't want him thinking it.
Why not?
Because in Whitey's head, watermelon goes along with fried chicken and lazy and tap dancing and scared of ghosts and feats to your stuff.
George, people who feel like that are stupid. And it shouldn't make any difference to you what they think.
Here, put this away quick.
Oh, don't worry, George. If it's a white person, just tell them it's a giant pickle. Why, Mother Jefferson, we weren't expecting you until Friday.
That's the surprise. I was out shopping in the neighborhood and I thought of you here.
For me? Why, thank you, Mother Jefferson. That was very sweet.
I know. Oh, hello, son.
Let me take your coat.
No, I have to be getting home. I just dropped by to give Louise a present.
Oh, can't you stay just a little while?
I'm sorry you have to leave so soon.
Well, maybe I can stay for a little while if you really want me to. Just for dinner.
But dinner won't be for another hour.
Good. That'll give me time to take my beauty nap.
What did Mama give you, Weezy?
She won't know till she opens it.
Oh, I think it was so sweet of... Oh, bubble bath. Lavender. Your favorite.
Yes. Do you mind if I borrow some now and then?
Not at all. We still have a lot left from the present you gave me on my birthday.
Why didn't you tell me? I thought we were out of bubble bath.
Well, I'm sorry. Would you like to return this?
I can't. I bought it on sale. I'm going to take my nap. When dinner's ready, don't forget to call me.
I'll call you. If she only knew what I'd like to call her.
Now, Weezy, she meant well.
Oh, she did, huh? Okay, for your next birthday, I'm giving you pantyhose my size.
Lila!
Lila, is something wrong?
Wrong? What makes you think something's wrong?
Just woman's intuition, I guess.
Lionel, your mother just asked you a simple question. What's wrong?
5 seconds. I'm not in the house 5 seconds and the third degree starts. Hello, Lionel. What's wrong?
What's wrong? What else asking? What's wrong?
Because if I told you what's wrong, I'd only upset you. That's what's wrong.
Oh, I see. You come in, slam the door,
throw your clothes around, and yell at us because you don't want to upset us. Thanks for your consideration.
Well, now that you got us all upset anyway, you might as well tell us what's wrong. I mean, no sense in letting all this upsetness go to waste.
You can tell us, Lionel. It can't be that bad.
Oh, no? How about flunking?
Hold it! Who's flunking what?
Professor Barton. He's going to flunk your son Lionel in American literature, that's what.
Oh, now calm down, Lionel, and tell us what this is all about. Oh,
it's simple. Barton's got it in for me, and no matter what I do, it's not good enough. Mom, he just turned down my term paper, and he's making me write a new one.
Oh, no. And you've worked on that for weeks.
Why'd he turn it down?
Because he hates me.
He's a white dude, huh?
Yeah.
I knew it. I could have told you that.
That's not the reason, Pop. There are plenty of other black kids in class, and he doesn't hassle them.
Well, what is the reason?
Well, Barton likes to show off when he lectures. He's always quoting people. Every other sentence is a quotation.
Oh, you mean like, it's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring?
Not twice. Well, once, he used one of my favorite quotes. He said, in the words of Ambrose Bierce, it is the dull man who is always sure, and the sure man who is always dull.
Hey, that's what I always say.
When do you say that?
When you ain't around. Go on, Lionel.
I told old man Barton it wasn't Ambrose Bierce who said that. It was H.L. Mencken. He didn't like that at all. So he looked it up, and I was right. Then he really hit the ceiling.
Well, why couldn't he just admit he was wrong?
In front of the whole class? Uh-uh. Professor Barton hates to be wrong. He's one of those people who's got to be right all the time.
I can't stand people like that.
Anyway, he's headed in for me ever since.
But Lionel, if you turn in a really good term paper this time, maybe Professor Barton will change his mind.
But there's no way that I can do a good job. My finals are coming up. I gotta concentrate on chemistry and math. Now, they're the subjects I really need to be an engineer, not American lit.
I'm sure if you really put your mind to it...
Mom, there's just no way I can do a good job. And not with the new subject he's assigned me.
Well, what is it?
Ernest Hemingway and the homosexual in the mainstream of American lit. I don't know the first thing about that.
Good, and you keep it that way. Look, I didn't send my son to school to study fairy tales.
Pop, if I don't write that paper, I'll flunk.
Okay, so you flunked one subject. So what?
Well, so I won't graduate this year. That's what.
Wait a minute.
Pop, I got a lot of work and no time. And I better get started right now.
Poor Lionel. I feel so helpless. I wish I could do something.
Wishing is for making princes out of frogs.
Well, have you got any ideas?
Well, I ain't gonna let Lionel flunk.
Well, how are you gonna stop it?
I don't know. I can only get one idea at a time.
I told you to do Lionel's room first.
He's doing all right in the kitchen.
But he prefers to study in his own room.
If he ain't smart in the kitchen, he ain't gonna be smart in the bedroom.
Florence, please.
All right.
And I'll help you.
Okay. Long as you pay me like I'm working by myself.
All right, come on, Florence. Get that, Florence.
Do this. Get back. Treat me just like I'm a servant around here.
Hi, Florence.
He's in the kitchen. Thank you, ma'am. And see if you can get him to take his head out of them books before he reads the print right off the pages.
Oh, not now. Florence, Mom's in the house.
How's it going?
Oh, lousy. I've been working on this paper for 2 days and I'm not getting nowhere. Jenny, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Oh, sure you will. Honey, why don't you let me help you?
Remember what happened the last time you wanted to help me?
Yeah.
Remember what I ended up studying?
Yeah.
And you still want to help me?
Yeah.
Jenny, I'm weak. Now, you're going to have to be strong for both of us, okay?
Okay, you're right. Get back to work.
Lionel, get out of here.
Never going to get this done.
Lionel, all your troubles are over. Well, almost all.
What's happening, Polly?
Just take a look at this. Wheezy, we ain't dead yet.
Oh, that's nice, George. Because I didn't even know we were sick.
What is it, Lionel?
It's a term paper. Hey, it's the same as my assignment. Hemingway and the homosexual...
Look who wrote it.
Not Lionel Jefferson. You paid somebody to write this.
Sure I did. I wouldn't ask anybody to work for nothing.
You expect Lionel to hand this in?
That's why I bought it.
Handing in a paper written by somebody else? That's cheating.
No, it ain't. It's a way out. Look, when you got an emergency, you got to put more men on the job.
We didn't raise our son to be a cheat.
You wasted your money, Mr. Jefferson. Lionel's gonna tear up this forgery.
He ain't gonna do nothing of the kind or he won't graduate.
But sometimes you gotta take one step backwards so you can take two steps forward.
Now, wait a minute. This is my problem. I can talk for myself.
Oh, okay, Lionel, you tell him.
Yeah, go ahead. But let your father down easy. He meant well.
Don't worry, I'm gonna do what's best. Pop, thanks. Look, Jenny, if this paper had anything to do with engineering, I wouldn't use it, because that would be cheating. But American literature's got nothing to do with my career.
Damn right. If you're going to build a bridge, it don't do no good to stand on the riverbank reciting to be or not to be. Because that ain't going to make it be.
That's Shakespeare. He wasn't even in American literature.
See, and it didn't hurt him none.
You're teaching your son how to cheat.
No, I ain't. I'm teaching him how to win.
Have you seen the window cleaner anywhere?
You're the window cleaner. Get back in there.
There's a new bottle under the sink, Florence.
Thank you, Miss Jefferson. I'm sorry to bother you. It must be awfully hard trying to run a marriage on only one brain.
Mr. Jefferson, it's wrong for you to give Lionel that paper.
I'm only doing what's best for him.
Yes, he always swore that Lionel would get the best education money could buy.
That's your answer to everything, isn't it? You think money can buy anything.
No. Sometimes you gotta use credit cards.
Lionel, you can't expect everything to be handed to you on a silver platter. I mean, it's all part of the learning process. You need literature, too.
But why should I put my life back a whole year just because of one professor who resents me, huh?
But, Lionel, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Jenny. Leave him alone, Jenny.
George, shut up.
Miss Jefferson, these rags is dirty.
So?
I can't do windows with dirty rags.
And wash them.
I only wash windows. I don't do rags.
There's some clean rags in the closet.
Don't think about me. Y'all go on with your fight.
Don't worry. You one of the things we don't think about the most.
Is he trying to butter me up?
What are you doing here?
Honey, if you don't know, I must be cleaning the wrong house.
I mean, why are you here doing it today? This is Saturday.
I can't come on my regular day. It ain't convenient.
It ain't convenient! That's typical of what's wrong with this country. Everybody wants to do things the easy way.
It's only this 1 week. I promised my neighbor I'd take her kids to the zoo. But if you want to stand around here and argue about it, it's okay by me because I'm working by the hour.
Get back in the kitchen.
Yeah, Florence, you got the right house.
Can we go someplace where we can talk this over privately?
You're going to keep bugging me about not using this term paper.
Yes.
Well, then we got nothing to talk over.
But I only want to help you, honey.
Then do me a favor, honey, and get off my back.
Ooh! Lionel.
Look, I mean it! Professor Barton's got me jammed, and this is the only way that I can make it.
You should listen to Jenny.
Leave the boy alone, Weezy. He's doing great.
Oh, sure. It's great getting a degree under false pretenses. Hey, somebody go get that door.
Why do you think I pay you?
Evidently to get rid of your small change.
Jenny is right. You're letting somebody else do all your thinking for you.
Just like Gerald Ford does.
But he's president.
Right.
He proved he doesn't have to be smart.
Hi, Louise.
Oh, hi. Come in. Come in.
We're not interrupting anything, are we?
I certainly hope so.
Jenny, what are you doing here?
I'm beginning to wonder myself.
I mean, I thought you were going out.
No, I have to help Lionel find his head first.
Come on, Jenny, cool it, huh?
Well, you can't run away from it.
Well, Louise, George, we've got a nice surprise for you.
You're leaving the country.
Same old George.
Tom and I were talking about why people only give each other things at Christmases and birthdays.
Because that's why birthdays were born.
Yes, but if you like people, any day should be a birthday. Why wait to do something friendly for someone?
So on our way home, we picked these up for you.
Oh, 2 tickets for Chorus Line. Oh, they're almost impossible to get. I've been dying to see that show.
Couldn't you get tickets to Wiz?
George. Oh, thank you so much.
What'd you do this for?
Just because we're neighbors and friends.
You're gonna love the show, Louise.
I know.
So will you, George. I mean, you're a natural born dancer anyway.
And what's that supposed to mean?
George.
I'm sorry, did I say something wrong again?
No, George heard something wrong again. We'll love the show, won't we, George?
Right now, I'd love anything that didn't argue with me.
I heard everything you had to say, Jenny. I just don't buy it. I know what I'm doing.
Do I smell trouble?
Yep, you're a good smeller.
Jenny, what's the matter?
Mr. Jefferson bought Lionel a term paper to use in his class.
Oh, go on. Tell the whole world.
Well, why shouldn't I? You're obviously not ashamed of it.
No, I'm not.
You bought Lionel a term paper?
Why'd you do a thing like that?
Because Lionel don't know nothing about homosexuals.
What kind of a degree are you getting?
He's taking his BS.
But you're not really going to use that paper, Lionel, are you?
Sure he is.
Buying a term paper is a terrible thing to do.
No, it ain't. A good father's supposed to pay for his son's education, ain't he?
But what would happen if everyone went out and just bought term paper?
Price would come down. I'm hot tonight.
It's nothing to joke about.
I never joke about money.
Why didn't you just bribe the professor?
No, because that would be wrong. Besides, the professor don't like Lionel. He probably wouldn't take the money.
The point is, American literature is not important to me, Mr. Willis.
What?
Never say that to a book publisher.
No. The important thing is not the cheap. This is as bad as parents buying their kids pocket calculators to do their math homework.
That's a good idea. And all you gotta learn how to do is do that. You can't stop progress. Why use a fool when a vacuum cleaner comes? Viagra, aspirin. All this is giving me a headache.
I'm surprised at you letting your father do this. Can't you see he's not helping you?
He's really hurting you.
Yes, that's what he's doing. He's hurting you.
Jenny's right.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. George may make a lot of mistakes, but he never means to hurt people. He loves Lionel, and all he wants in this world is to see him graduate.
Bravo. The wrong way.
Maybe so. But he's doing something wrong for the right reasons.
Louise, he's committing a fraud.
Please don't say that, Helen.
But Louise, I don't want to hurt you, but George is a cheat.
Now, hold it, Helen. I want you to take that back.
No. Anything that affects Lionel is going to affect us. You've said it yourself 1,000 times. George can be stupid and wrong, and you were right.
Well, I can say it. You can't.
A friend should be able to say anything to a friend.
Well, a friend who would say anything like that is no friend of mine.
Is that the way you want it?
Is that the way you want it?
Now, calm down. It's not worth breaking up over Crazy George.
Hey! Who are you calling crazy, Hawkins?
Don't call me honky.
Why are you so sensitive all of a sudden?
He's not the only one.
How would you like it if I called you nigger?
You called me nigger.
That's no worse than honky.
You're right.
Nothing's worse than honky except being married to one.
That tears it. Come on, Tom. I'm getting out of here.
Good.
Yes, let's go. Oh, we've tried to be friends, but never again.
Promises, promises.
He means it, and so do I. If you want to apologize to me, Louise, you've got my phone number.
I just forgot it.
Lionel, I just hope you realize you can get kicked out of school if they find out about that paper.
And how would they find out?
I could tell them.
You could what? If you do that, then it's over. We're through. That's it.
Good. Well, don't worry. I won't tell them.
Good.
Because we're through anyway. Oh. And while you're buying term papers, buy yourself another girl, too!
Neighbor's kids over here. This place is better than the zoo.
Well, George, I hope you're satisfied. You have turned your son into a cheat. You've made him and Jenny break up. And you've made me lose one of the best friends I ever had. What are you going to do next?
Be sure to tune in next week when George tries to be a matchmaker and really fouls things up.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.